We in this bitch.
Oh, it was us. Okay.
What's good, brother?
What's good? What's up? How's it going?
Brother Bear.
Really?
Brother Bear.
Dude, honestly, ever since these guys met me, all they've called me is Bear.
You are a bear. When you yawn, it's...
I know, but...
It's like a grizzly's roar.
Still, like, ever since, like, ever, like, first day, I've been called a bear by these fuckers. First day.
Well, you've never seen you sleep.
And I was known as Cocaine Bear for a while, so yeah, there was that too.
No, that was, you were Polar Bear at the time.
I was Polar Bear for the time. Yeah, that's right. Damn, I had a colorful background. Don't judge me.
He was Gay Bear for a little bit.
No, don't run away. No.
You were halfway. Don't go back.
Halfway? What?
What?
I don't like where that was going there.
You don't like what's happening?
I don't like the way that was going there. Like, why you gotta go gay with it though? Like,
it's fun.
It's fun.
It's fun.
I swear to God, they're gonna hate us.
I'm pretty sure they do already.
Hey, it's funny though when we look up the percentage of people that listen to us and shit, and they actually show us a percentage of the gay community that listens to us, and I'm just like,
no,
yo,
we don't get to see that.
I thought we did. Didn't it say that?
No, not that. We just get to see like between gender.
Oh, we get to see between gender. I thought it was actually that community.
But they have male, female, and other.
Oh, well then now. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all though. Like I'm surprised that y'all actually listen to us and actually put up with our bullshit. Thank you.
Dude, fuck them, dude. Come on, dude. They could do better.
They could do better.
They could do better, dude. But we could do better. We can all do better.
Everybody can do better.
Motherfuckers. Nah, I'm just kidding. I love you guys, too.
Oh, man. It's been a beautiful day.
You came in rough. You had a rough landing when you came in. You were a little... Oh.
Sorry, guys.
You were a little hung, huh?
A little bit. Fucking...
Got a little... Mr. Cool Guy yesterday, huh?
Fun night last night.
Yeah.
Drank a lot.
Where you saucing on?
A little bit of Jameson, a lot of fucking Hennessy.
You mixed the Jame and Ham?
I had to. Like, it was...
What do you mean you had to?
So, fucking, the Hennessy got gone kind of quickly. So, we're like, fuck it.
Oh,
I'm just going to pop out the Jameson, and then we all start... Yeah, then we just all started drinking on
that. Get a little rowdy.
And yeah, and then fucking shit really started getting wild, and then fucking I really stopped remembering how things that went down. But it was a fun night altogether, though. Like, fucking Melissa's family came through, fucking they said hi, everybody kicked it, everybody had a good time, there was no bullshit, no none of that.
So where was this? Was it this was at the Casa?
Yeah, this is at the house. Yeah, we all just chilled at the house, fucking got some pizza, just all kicked it over there.
About pizza time, huh?
Yeah, we were just all, we all didn't want to go out. Huh?
What kind of pizza were you munching?
Pizza Hut.
Oh, come on, man. I'm talking about what kind.
What kind of pizza?
Yeah, man.
Well, it was the
Peps. What are we doing?
The big triple threat box or whatever the fuck it's called. Or not the triple stack box, but like that big ass box with the fucking
big dinner box.
Yeah, the big dinner box with the two deep dishes on the side, breadsticks, fucking we bought two of those.
Oh yeah.
One with wings and then another one with fucking the
That's champion pasta. Status. Dude, when you're drunk, I can fuck up half that.
Yeah. Bro, I was killing it, I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah. Shoveling like three breadsticks.
I woke up this morning and I threw up a lot.
Like, oh yeah,
a lot,
big time, huh? It all came pouring out.
That shit came out and it was so fucking disgusting. And I'm just over here looking at it and I'm looking at myself and I'm just like, bro, what the fuck?
Oh yeah,
I'm just like, you need to stop this.
It sucks when you get that moment in the mirror and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, just like, you did this to yourself. This is your fault. But fucking, it was fun though. I enjoyed myself and fucking. Honestly, I was kind of surprised because, like, normally me and her side of the family don't really get along. At least me and her cousin don't. Fucking, me and her butt heads a lot.
So you're behind enemy lines a little
Yeah,
bit.
So, like, fucking when it happened, it was just, like, surprisingly, like, straight out of left field. And I'm just like, all right, like, we're all going to kick and we're all going to chill. It's like, fuck it. Like, something happens, happens.
Were you standoffish at first? Or did you
a little bit. I do not give a fuck about her at all. I still don't. But, like, it is what it is. Like, we all started drinking, so I had to be cordial. That'd be nice. All I knew is if anything did pop off, trust me, I wasn't drunk enough to not know what to do in the situation. Like, I was fine enough to be able to stand my ground, especially with her man and all that shit. Big
is
white
taller
fella.
Than you?
No, not taller than me, but like.
He's a big.
I wouldn't say he's a big white fella. Like, he a cornbread motherfucker.
He's a Chad?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Like,
is he a Scotty or a Chad?
He's a Chad. Definitely
all
Chad.
All right.
Not a Scotty, because Scotty is a pushover. Chad, he'll get in your face if he wants to. So, like, when I was looking at him, sizing him up.
That's debatable.
It is debatable, but
it's a big debate right there.
Hey, I feel like Scotties don't really do much of anything. They just chill off in the back. I feel like Chads are the ones Scotties that you gotta watch for. Kinda though. That just that depends on the Scotty.
Come on, man.
Depends on the Scotty.
Yeah, I guess you're right, dude. You know what I mean?
Like you gotta have the eye for it.
Not depends if your champion holds a sword, you know what I mean? I don't even know if that's the same, but it is now.
I'm saying you gotta coin it. You gotta coin it. It is now.
I will
laugh my ass off if it is. I ain't gonna lie. Like the confidence you said it, like it did sound like a straight fucking saying. And I'm just like,
so yeah. You've been hung all day.
Yeah, pretty much. Fucking just chilling for the most part. I made it through.
You made it here.
Honestly, around like 2, I was like, fuck. I'm pretty sure we got to do this podcast.
I'll tell you who you're doing better than. Fucking what? Dustin Poirier.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Man, I feel so bad. Yeah, we're gonna dive into this one.
I'm so upset.
You're upset? I was fucking livid.
Dude, I was on the edge of my seat that whole fight. And, you know, whatever. Spoiler alert, if you haven't fucking seen it, whatever. Dude, he got tapped, man.
The thing I'm tripping off of is the simple fact that Oliveira was staying up all the first round. Getting rocked.
And that was Dustin's, dude. And he was knocking. He was throwing haymakers,
oh my
bro.
Lord. He was rocking his shit.
The first round looked so good for Dustin.
But I feel like Dustin did gas himself in the first round. Because the second round, he looked very defensive.
Yeah.
Like, completely defensive. He was just like, he just wasn't trying to give it to him.
He looked a lot slower. He was not moving as quick. He was gassed.
It happens though. Like, to be honest, like, I knew what he was trying to do. He was trying to get Oliveira out in the first. He didn't want to fucking try to take it to the second because he knew in the second Oliveira would have tried to start going for the grapple.
But dude, when Oliveira grapples you and he does that shit where he climbs up your back and he spider monkeys over your shoulders to get that choke in, man, like, that's one of his like best moves. He does that shit all the time.
Motherfucker got him.
Yeah.
And honest to God, like, props to Poirier,
but all props to Oliveira, too, man, for his first title defense. Like, he's been in it just as long, kind of had the same kind of battle. And
to do it against Poirier is honestly good.
Yeah, like, I mean, dude, really to beat Dustin, good. Like, fuck yeah, dude. Like, especially, no like, right now, because Dustin's, like, in his prime right now.
Yeah, like, it was really good to fucking see a fight like that. Like, great for Oliveira, fucking good for his record right now.
It just sucks, though, to see, like, your favorite fighter at this point in his career go through his second title loss.
Right.
Against the world champion. It's like, fuck, where do we go from here, dude?
Right.
Like, are we going up in weight class? Are we going down in weight class? Are you going to try to go again?
Truthfully,
like, what are we doing here?
I would love to see him stay. Like, I would want him to go up against
fucking Gaethje. But he's had a big win streak before this.
Yeah, he has.
Last time he lost was Khabib.
Yeah.
And in between that, I think he's fought McGregor and a couple other people.
McGregor and, like, 2 other people.
I think, maybe.
But, yeah, fucking, that would be dope to see. Fucking definitely want him to stay in the same weight class. Fucking, I honestly see that fucking if he stays in maybe 2-3 fights down the road, especially if Oliveira still has the title, he'll get that next match. He'll get that next match by probably, like, 275, 276.
Maybe. But I like that shit you sent me to that little Twitter thing between Charles Oliveira and McGregor.
The fact that McGregor called him out so fast and then Oliveira just responded saying, yeah, I'm down.
He's all, I'm still in town. Let's do it this
week.
Yeah,
like, he was like, bruh, what's up? Like,
he's all, we got another one next weekend. Like, you know what I mean?
I hope that's the fight, to be honest. Like,
it's not going
to
happen like that.
I know it's not going to happen like that, but I'm hoping, like, it's going to be a fight next.
He's ranked, like, 6, though. I don't think he should come back and be immediately back into a title fight.
Yeah, that is true, though. Like, after that loss.
I understand he's such, like, a big superstar and shit, but I don't think he should have that.
Yeah, his name shouldn't be bring him all the way to the top
fight
immediately.
At least one person. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be a lot
like
more
Michael
reasonable.
Chandler.
Yeah, Michael Chandler would be a good fight for him.
You know what I mean? Fight Michael Chandler or maybe even Justin Gaethje.
Honestly, I feel like he'd win against Gaethje.
I don't know, dude.
I feel like he would, though. Like, I strongly feel like he would.
I don't think so, man. Justin's got hands, bro.
Justin do got hands, but Conor got reach.
Yeah, but he's
reach
not the
do
same.
Be a big. I know he's not the same. Everybody keeps saying that, but y'all gotta.
Dude, but he hasn't.
You
been
never
the same.
Know. It just might come out. You never know.
I don't know. His back half is tricky because he's such a big figure. So like everybody wants the hope.
Yeah, everybody does. I
but,
do.
Dude,
I damn
he's
sure.
Really got to prove himself in this next whatever he does next.
He does
really got to. If
he
loses,
really
dude. it's over.
Yeah, if he loses, there's no title fight. He shouldn't get a title fight.
Like, cut it out.
Exactly. Like, if he loses, he should not get a title fight.
Go do some celebrity boxing or something. Like,
yeah, that's definitely the fucking route he should go if he loses.
You know what I mean? Quit fucking around.
Fucking man, a lot of fucking fighters are doing good right now. Like, Oliveira's doing great. Fucking Ngannou's doing amazing. Fucking can't wait to see Ngannou versus Gane. That's gonna be good. Like,
I guess it's Gane.
Gane? I say Gane.
What fucking Shiloh says? He's all, it's Gane.
All right, Gane. I'm sorry. If I say it wrong, I'm sorry, Gane. But fucking Ngannou versus Gane. There you go. I can't wait to see that fight because I feel like it's going to be a good fight. And honestly, I feel like Gane might take it. Like,
I think so.
Gane was looking strong his last fight, so I think he might get it.
They're big boys, too, man. It's going to be some big boys. Dude, those punches are going to be so fucking loud.
And then the Adesanya fight's coming up.
February 12th. That's with Whitaker. That's like part two. Whitaker, yep. When he won that time, that's the picture where he's all fucking swollen up. His lips all swollen. Yeah. He's got the shades on because he's fucking eyes all swollen too.
I remember that. That picture.
He got him good. Like, he won. Like, Adesanya won the fight, but I think it went to decision.
He fucked him up though.
I think it did go to decision.
Yeah, I think it went to decision.
So I mean, I'm hyped. Hyped just to see Izzy fight again because we haven't seen him fight since Marvin Vettori, and that was a joke.
I think that was like what, a year ago? Almost?
No, that wasn't that long ago. But it was just a joke. Like, it wasn't even. You were here for that one.
Yeah, I was here for that fight. It was a one-sided ass one.
Yeah, dude, it was a joke. Like, it wasn't even that fun to watch. It was just kind of funny because he was making him look like he was grabbing his ass and then, like, he was hitting him in the stomach and shit. And he was all,
it was like that fucking O'Malley fight that we saw. The one where O'Malley was just beating the shit out of the boy, but he was just still up.
The dude in green?
Yeah.
Green hair dude?
Honestly, I want to see him again. I ain't even gonna lie.
Yeah, dude, he needs to come back.
I want to see that man fight
dude,
again.
Dude, he couldn't knock him out, but he was taking so many punches.
Bro was getting rocked. Like, honestly, you got to respect a man that stays up like that. Like, motherfucker just won't go down. But, man, UFC is crazy right now.
Yeah, it's going different places. Dude, Amanda Nunes.
Yep.
She lost.
She fucking lost to Penne.
Penne. Or Penna, whatever the fuck.
Penne, whatever.
Dude, she fucked her up, dude. It was crazy.
And honestly, like, her little ass,
dude,
I
would have put my money on Nunes, too.
Like. I was, too. Like, I was, like, seeing the size difference, seeing the fact that Amanda Nunes looks like a fucking beast, and then just gets neutered.
Oh, yeah, dude. And what's funny about it is she is still a champion, technically. She has a whole nother belt.
See, she doesn't have a whole nother
weight class.
So now she has to fucking make a whole nother title defense then.
But I heard that the other chick is thinking about maybe even dropping some weight to take Valentina Shevchenko's belt.
Ooh, that would be nice.
Yeah.
That would be nice to see. And she can drop that weight class.
Did you watch that Halle Berry MMA movie on Netflix?
No, I have not yet.
Dude, you got to watch it. Valentina Shevchenko is the chick she fights.
Oh, I'll watch it. I'll definitely watch it.
But she's like Mexican in the movie. It's funny.
I'm surprised that fucking Halle Berry is in an MMA movie.
Oh, that's cool. Dude, she's been to like every UFC event since the movie came out.
Well, damn.
Well, every like movie been out. Fuck, maybe a month now, a couple weeks at least. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I told you about it. I called you.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you did tell me.
You
that's,
at work.
It's still, that's just
dude,
still crazy.
Dude, I had to call you because it was
shit's still crazy.
Well, I mainly
to me.
Called you because the little kid, and I mean, oh, never mind. We're not going to get into that.
Yeah, I know. I remember that fucking
shut
phone
the fuck
call.
Up. But, all right, you want to talk about the Saw movies? What's up about the Saw?
All right, so fucking apparently there's like this nasty ass rumor going around that somebody is actually recreating a lot of the Saw shit from the movies, and actually is doing it. Fucking, there's been a couple mass murders going around on the East Coast side of the United States, and fucking people are actually getting kind of scared. So I wanted to know, like, what is your take on shit like that? Like, how would you feel if you got somehow caught up in a bullshit like that?
What's your source?
What's my source?
Yeah.
Fucking nasty ass shit on the dark web.
I want names.
I can't give you names on here.
You can give me names.
I can't give
dude.
You no names on here.
Yes, sir.
No, I cannot.
You already said you're on the dark web. You incriminated yourself.
Okay, but
his name
still,
is Antoine.
Fuck you. Blah, blah, blah. Blah,
blah. Oh, dude. You're too late. You're tagged in the Instagram.
Tagged.
FBI, get him.
No. You don't listen to me, though. But anyway, fucking. Like, yeah, that's pretty much what all I wanted to know is, like, what would you, like, how would you feel going through some shit like that?
Like, what do you mean if I woke up in a chair?
Yeah.
And a knife was up my butt, and it was like, if you try to wiggle, it's going to get further up?
I don't, that's very specific. Like, why would you?
Because that's be the most frightening thing in the world.
Jesus Christ.
Anything with the butt or the nuts.
Oh, my God.
Like, your head, you'd be like, dude, this is over.
Well, I know his worst fear. Jesus.
No knife in the butt, dude.
No knife in the butt.
I don't know, dude. Ever since I watched Tom Segura's YMH Live, I did it the day before Seth's birthday. I paid for it. I was like, Seth, let's order this thing, dude. He does these live podcasts that you can pay for, but because you pay for it, they can show X-rated shit.
Yeah, so
and they show some of the nastiest shit on the internet. And, dude, it's crazy. There was this one part where this chick was literally taking like a knife, like a dull knife. She was masturbating with it in her vagina. It was crazy. Yeah. Yeah. So see how you feel right now? That was the whole fucking thing. They had little, dude, they had like a slow build.
Oh my God.
A slow build, a very slow build until it was like a whole, like 2 hours. Of just craziness. But like the first 45 minutes, like it wasn't much. Like it was just like Joe Rogan was there with Tom Segura and his wife, the Your Mom's House podcast. Yeah. It's fucking Tom Segura and his wife. But dude, so it was just like slow. At first it was just like little shit. You know what I mean? Then it would be the podcast and then it'd be like a little skit or sketch show, whatever the fuck. They kept going back to this one dude they have as like an intern or something, or like one of the producers.
Mm-hmm.
He's like kind of an awkward guy and shit. And they have him in a room with strippers dancing on him, dancing around him and shit, two of them. And they're butt-ass naked dancing on him. And they're giving him shit to read off of cards. And they're touching his dick and all kinds of shit. He's like, oh, fuck. Trying to read these off of these fucking cards.
What the fuck?
Oh, dude, it's hilarious. Because every time they go back to him every now and then, and it's getting further.
No, my what?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
It's just gonna, oh God,
dude! I'm telling you, it's crazy.
I don't want to see that shit.
No, dude, it's so fucking funny, but it's crazy. Like that's to nice. Watch like the people's reactions, like Joe's reactions. Yeah. Joe will be like, "This is fucking nuts." Like,
Joe's always got that fucking weird ass over the hype reaction to things.
No,
honestly, dude, I love Joe's reactions to things.
It's great. It's fucking amazing. We can still rent them. They're up on his thing. We're gonna have to check it out.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely watch one.
It's you don't know what you're getting though. It's like
I'm definitely gonna be closing my eyes a lot. I can tell you that now.
Yes, yeah. Like, we probably shouldn't eat before.
Fuck no.
We gotta eat after.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Because it's gonna take a lot out of you.
I'm gonna throw up a lot.
By the end, you've been so tense the whole time. You're like Jesus Christ. Like
your arms will be tired. Nightmares.
Probably, dude.
I already get nightmares, but fuck. Jesus Christ, man.
But yeah, I don't know, dude. I'd freak the fuck out if I was.
That's why I'm glad we don't live on the East Coast.
If I was in a position with the saw shit, like I'd freak the fuck out. Yeah. Like who the fuck wouldn't? I don't think there'd be any at any point I could calm myself down.
No, not at all.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No point could you ever calm yourself
down. I'd definitely piss myself. I'm not going to lie. Like, yeah. At least a couple
full
times.
Full bitch. I'd be full bitch out.
Oh, 100%.
There's no way I'd be like, nah.
Like, I would try, but I'm still going to be a bitch about it.
I'm not going to sit there and be like, nah, I'm going to flex and bust out of this.
No, yeah, fuck no. Fuck no.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to cry and be like,
do
all right.
Pussy.
Like, do it, pussy.
You know what I mean? Fuck no, dude.
I hope we're not in the room together. I'd be like, stop.
Don't do this. Please, no.
Oh, fuck. But yeah, 100%, I'd be a bitch about it.
I'm not even gonna lie. He's not even listening.
He's not even listening.
I'm shut the fuck up.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, definitely be in the fetal position. Like, huddle up in the corner.
We probably wouldn't even be able to see each other, just hear each other, because that's evil as shit.
That is evil. That's worse. That is so much worse.
Mean? He's got us back to back. Like, where are you? You're, I don't know. Where are you? They're like, I don't fucking know.
Oh, that would be so fucking wrong.
God, dude, that's scary as shit.
But yeah, it's weird and creepy to see or to hear about shit like that. And I just hope, like, I'm hoping that it's all bullshit. And that it's not real. Like, I'm praying that it's not real. Because if it ain't, thank God. But if it is, holy fuck.
So, what do you think about, like... Well, no, maybe we'll get into that in a after break. What do you think... So, you know how Tory Lanez shot Megan Thee Stallion.
Yep.
Give me your thoughts on that.
I'm still tripping off the fucking new tweet that came out talking about this nigga said dance, bitch.
Yes. Dance, bitch, dance.
When I seen that shit, I shit you not.
Dude, it's Tory Lanez, though, so you know it was like dance, bitch.
I, honest to God, after seeing that line, I don't think that really happened. I don't think none of that bullshit happened. Because that is out of the range of line
like,
to say.
Did she ever show a picture of anything? Like, I never saw
that. We ain't never seen a picture of her foot. No fucking. All we seen was the video of her walking out of the car. That's all you see is the video of the cops fucking surrounding the car and then her walking out. She's limping a little bit. And like, there's like, it looks like a trail of blood behind her. But other than that, that's really it. That's like all you see.
Yo, for real? You sound like the worst detective in the world, right?
I'm sorry. That's like
no. I know what you're saying because it's just like video footage.
It's like it.
Though. It could just be like publicity hype or whatever.
Yeah. Fuck.
But I swear to God, like as a detective, you're like, honestly, I don't think he did it. I mean, she walked out. She was limping. There was some shit. It might have been blood.
It might have been blood.
But I don't think he did it.
I don't think he did it. Nah, it wasn't him. He didn't do that shit. Dead ass. She probably shot herself.
I'm telling you, Chief.
I'm telling you, Chief. She didn't do it.
She didn't do it.
But nah, fucking real talk, though. Either he did definitely do it, but no way in hell he said that, though. Like, who the fuck says that?
Yeah.
Like, that is some, like, 1980s movie line. Who the fuck says that?
Dance, bitch.
Like, nah, there's no way in hell.
Hey, but no, like, honestly, I mean, that's kind of gangster.
That is crazy. That would really be gangster as fuck, though.
If he did really do it. Like, that's, like, almost like some Eddie Murphy in Harlem Nights type shit.
Yeah, like, if he really did shoot her and say, damn.
I'll cut you, bitch. Or he's like, I'll shoot you, bitch.
Like, if he really did
that. And
then
he shot her in the foot, remember?
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot you in the foot now. You keep coming at me. Keep fucking around.
He actually shot her in the foot, yeah.
And then fucking, oh, God. What's his name? Other homeboy in the movie. Big Dog Legend.
Big Dog Legend. Tiny?
No, man. The other dude. The big comedian in that movie.
Fucking Arsenio?
No, man. The other one. The legend way before. Pryor. Richard Pryor.
Yeah, Richard Pryor. Yeah, there we go. Richard Pryor. See? I was like, when you say a comedian, I was like, wait.
Tapped into our autism a little bit.
I was like, I know Arsenio Hall was in the movie, but he wasn't that big.
We had to use both of our autistic powers right now.
We was trying. We got it, though. I'm glad you know black comedians.
Dude, that was like my first shit. Like, I watched like all black. That's how I like got into comedy. I started, my dad got a Cat Williams DVD one day, and like, my Uncle Jeff put it on.
He said that like a white boy with so much enthusiasm.
Dude, it was awesome. I was like 10 years old. I was like 10 years old, dude. And then they fucking put it on. And my dad was like cooking something. My Uncle Jeff was sitting on the couch with me, smoking up like just joints.
Yeah,
my dad
like
would
Jeff.
Come in every now and then, hit it, like laugh, be like, oh, it's crazy. But I'm watching Cat Williams at 10 years old getting contact high. Like, this is crazy. Dude, and then I was in it from then, dude. I started on like Cat Williams and fucking Bill Bellamy.
Bill Bellamy was fucking great. I love Bill Bellamy.
You know, Kevin Hart. Of
yep,
course.
Kevin Hart. Nostradamus. Fucking loved him.
I watched that Kings of Comedy DVD.
Kings of Comedy was a great DVD. Fucking, I ain't even gonna lie.
And I like Jeff Dunham for a while. I kind of regret that.
Is it D.L. Hughley? Dion Hughley?
Oh, D.L. Hughley?
D.L. Hughley.
He's great.
He's great. Fucking, they're all great. They're all amazing.
Like, yeah.
Honestly, I always thought about going into comedy, but I cannot get past jokes. Like, I really can't, like, get to the punchline. Like, I'll start talking, and then I'll just, like, blah, blah, blah.
You would
just
get
start
up there
fucking
and
up.
I feel like you just get up there and talk.
Yeah, I would. I'd just get up in there and just start talking.
You'd be like, so, I mean, that's why that didn't work out. And I just really been doing this lately.
I just started talking. Like, I'm not cut out for comedian life. Damn sure not. Streamer? Oh, I'll be fine. Like, I can just talk to buttfuck nobody.
Yeah,
be fine.
Talk to the void.
I will definitely just start talking out of nowhere, and then I'll just look to the side and see one random ass comment, and then I'll just get into a whole conversation with whoever the fuck it is I'm talking to.
I swear it's so hard to like do this shit by myself.
Oh, I bet.
I'll be in here like, yeah, and there's a lot of mirrors in here. And yeah, so I'm like, I'll end up looking at myself. And I'm like, yeah, this is
That is creepy.
This is so crazy. I'm looking at myself, talking to myself, while listening to myself.
Like, oh my lord, and sometimes talking about yourself.
Exactly.
No, you can't.
Then I'm like in a narcissistic circle or something. Like,
bro.
Like, dude, I'm like, what the fuck happened? Like, I gotta like look away, look at some shit. Like, I should probably just watch videos on TV.
Yeah, I was gonna say you
should
definitely have like, yeah, I was gonna say you should definitely have like some TV on or some shit.
I don't know, be like, oh, this is crazy.
Honestly, when you do single episodes, you should be like, those should be video episodes, so that way fucking you can edit them and like put a video to the side where you're watching that video and they're watching the video with you.
Do all that though.
Yeah, we'll definitely help you. I know Shiloh's fucking learning how to do everything, so
yeah, I think so. I don't know, he keeps ducking the cast.
Well, then I'll start focusing on it then. I'll get it down.
I think he might be going against the tribe.
Don't doubt him. Guarantee you it's Desiree.
He's dissonance himself.
It's Desiree. It's not him. I guarantee you. Guarantee
you. You never know, dude.
Hey.
You seen him buying all these fancy jackets.
I know. I know. I've been wondering about that, too.
Did you see what he posted on Facebook and Instagram the other
day? Yeah.
Hanging with his new boys?
Yeah, I did see that.
See all them boys?
I did see
that.
There
was about 15 of them.
There was. There was a lot of them boys. All them Mexicans.
A new squad, and they're all, hey.
I was laughing a little bit.
To the nines.
Bruh, he was looking.
I was like, okay. Moving up, huh?
Yep. I did see that.
About to get himself an apartment. You think he big? We're going to have to go over there and give him a fucking choke slam.
Damn.
A little pedigree.
Little pedigree.
The old days, you know what I mean? Come in with the rock bottom. Little people's elbow.
Little people's elbow.
People's champ.
Oh, my lord.
Smell what the rock is cooking.
The rock is in everything.
Nah. He's just fucking having fun.
Yeah, he's probably
just
having
talking
fun.
Shit. That was like a coworker party or something.
Where does he work at? He still work at the car dealership?
Well, no, we're not gonna put him on.
Yeah, that's right. Like that. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Talk about that on the break.
Yeah.
The fucking, man, life go by, though. Life goes by.
It's about to be 2022.
Yeah, it is.
In like a blink of an eye.
I'm kind of mad about that.
Yeah, dude, like, come on, man. Slow down.
Really, like.
What's going on here?
2020 was shit. 2021 was just horrible. I really don't want to see
what
2022
happens. I know, it's
funny
all the memes and people complaining, like, 2020 is going to be the worst. It's the worst year ever. Like, all right, yeah, well, just 2 years of double dutch fucking.
Yeah. Dealing with the same bullshit the year after. Like, let's see what 2022 is going to happen. Watch. Aliens come.
They already said aliens
Everything's
are real.
Gone.
They said it earlier this
year.
Oh,
yeah, aliens are real.
It's confirmed now. Just, you know.
I'm talking about we actually talked to them. I'm a laugh.
They're like, no, dude, it's funny because they're like, aliens are real. We're like, aliens are real. They're like, for sure, bro. We're like,
fuck,
you guys
it.
Talk to them? They're like, all the time.
All the time.
Every now and then, man.
Like, we know shit y'all don't know. That's how it be, though. I feel like that's a lot how the government is. They just know shit that we don't know.
I don't know.
They ain't going to tell us some serious
now,
shit like that.
Now, though, I think it'd be funny if there weren't.
Oh, I'd be fucking weak if there aren't any.
Now, if there just wasn't aliens.
Like, none to begin with.
They're like, yeah, no, they're real.
Yeah, no, they're real.
Wink. You're like, wait a minute.
Wait, what?
Hey, son of a bitch. You motherfucker.
You just wink at me?
I don't think I like your attitude.
I don't think I like your attitude.
Oh, dude, check out that. Grab the pack.
Which one?
Grab the pack. Right on top, the plastic wrap pack up. Nope. Hey, up there.
You said plastic wrap. What are you talking about?
Look at that pack.
This.
Grab that bitch.
This pack.
Grab that pack.
Big ass thick pack.
Grab that. What are you doing? Grab that pack.
This is a big ass thick stack of a shit ton of Inuyasha.
All of Inuyasha.
He has all of it. He really does. He has all of Inuyasha. Damn, the first season set. Oh my lord.
Getting it out.
7th season set. Huh. That is nice. I watched it all, so I really don't need to rewatch it.
Got that pack on me, boy.
That is good.
But that's the all original DVD set right there.
Yep, he do. He has it all. He ain't lying. Yep. His anime collection is growing, guys. It really is. I'm
Last
proud
time
of him.
At the end of the episode, you were giving me shit, so.
Oh, yeah, I'm still going to keep giving him shit about it, because anime, he barely watches it. Like, he Bullshit. Has the collection. Bitch.
Dude, I'm out here.
You can only name.
Every day, dog.
You can only name 5 shows you've actually watched.
Dude, I'll tickle your penis.
That's, oh my god.
Yep.
Okay, we're taking a break, guys.
Sit down, dude.
See ya.
All right, whatever.
No, we're good. We're back. How's it going, everybody?
So, I wanted to show you this. All right, so you know, like, just all the craziness going on with the alphabet people.
Yeah, I started hearing a little shit about them.
The LGBTQs?
Yeah.
The alphabet people. But, well, I mean, you know how they're just the new, all the outlandish standards they're trying to make us live by, right? So, check this out.
I hear them making another uproar.
Let me tell you, let me read you the title of this article. Sexuality expert says parents should change diapers only after baby's consent. You're a father of two.
My kids can't even talk.
Exactly.
Like, huh? Like, my daughter doesn't even understand the fact that I'm changing her diaper. Like,
Yeah. All right, like, so hold on. We'll get it. Yeah. No, keep going.
She's not potty trained yet. Like, she doesn't understand the fact that she needs to be able to go to the bathroom and stuff like that and do her own thing and do what she needs to do to correct herself and all that shit like that. She doesn't know any of that. She doesn't understand any of that. We try to show her and we try to teach her, but she just either doesn't care or she's just not retaining the knowledge.
So the sexuality expert or whatever is, her name is Deanne Carson, and she's an educator and an author.
She sounds like a Karen.
And she's a Body Safety Australia's CEO. So I guess Body Safety is probably like a brand or an organization that she's the CEO of.
So then basically,
but she states that families need to be responsible for creating consent or consent culture in their own homes. She said this could be done by asking a baby for consent before changing their diapers. So basically, like, just to start getting it in their heads about consent early.
No, that's retarded. Fucking. So, like, once they hit the age of 4 or 5, then that makes perfect sense to start teaching them the whole consent. That's like the perfect age to start showing them what consent is, start showing them what manners is, start showing
But I don't
them.
Think that's the way to go about it.
Oh, fuck no.
You know what I mean?
Not fucking asking them, oh, can I change your diaper? No.
Like, letting them know, hey, me and mom are the only ones who are supposed to be able to do this. Yeah. Unless it's grandma
or grandpa.
Yeah.
Like, nobody else should be able to do this.
Yeah.
Unless we tell them to. Like, you should understand that. Like,
and you let me know if somebody, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you let me know if somebody else is trying to do that.
You know what I mean? Tell a 6-month-old, hey, can I change your diaper? And then wait to see if they cry or smile. Like, you know what I mean?
No, especially if it's a shitty ass diaper, you better change that motherfucker.
Yeah, dude.
I can speak from personal experience. Them bitches is
rashes, rank. Dude. Infections.
Like, yep. Fucking, you know how many times I've used Desitin, like, just for my kids?
How do you know what that is, bro?
So Desitin is a cream that you use. It has a purple label. So when you have your own kids and they get a diaper rash, use Desitin immediately. Like, just go to the store, get it, put it on their cream after you wipe their ass, and put it on them, and then fucking put the diaper on over, and then just let it sit like that. It'll clear the rash up.
Okay, so check this out. She went on to state that naturally a baby wouldn't be able to give verbal consent, but that parents should wait after asking and wait for their little ones to present positive body language or make eye contact with their parents. She states that this will teach their child that their personal responses are noted and matter.
Okay, I understand that. I understand what she's trying to say. She's
okay,
basically,
but that's just the same as, like, if they start crying when they want a bottle.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Or when they're hungry. Or when they shit themselves, like, you know,
like you don't, like,
you can relate that to almost every body, to anything, any human emotion.
Yeah, to damn near anything. And you also got to take in the fact that they don't understand you. Like, they could be thinking that you're not even really, they don't really understand what the fuck you're saying, what words that are coming out of your mouth.
Yeah, the first year of our lives, we almost see just, like, blurs.
Yeah, it's mostly just blurs and shapes. That's all it really is. So they don't really know what we're saying. They don't really understand what words are coming out of our mouths. They just see us. They smile, they react. They don't even control their bodies fully until fucking, I think like almost two. Or no, it's almost one. Almost one is by the time they start having
good control of the body. Some kids do start walking and like talking earlier though.
Oh yeah, fucking.
So I don't know. I guess it just depends on genes, maybe.
I didn't start walking until seven months was when I started walking and talking.
And see, that's like everybody's kind of different. Like I don't know if it's like in like having to teach them or if it's in genes. Like, you know what I mean?
I think it is in genes because it was the same for my other siblings too. Like we were all quick to be up walking around and shit like that. Like there wasn't really no one in the family, as far as I'm concerned, there was nobody that we know of that was a little slow on the uptake, should say. Even Nora was fucking walking by 8 months perfectly fine. Yeah, she was walking perfectly fine. She was talking, but it wasn't really talking, it was just babble basically.
Yeah, just noises.
Now she's fucking talking. She's actually saying words and shit like that.
Dude, that's what's up.
It's funny as fuck, I'm not gonna lie.
Is it?
Yeah, every single time I walk in the house, she'll say dad every fucking time. Wave at me, and then fucking after that, everybody else she'll call dad.
You know, come on now. You know that's like
it is
legendary.
It is.
You know, you know you're like, I am dad.
It honestly was a crazy feeling at first, but no, it is a good feeling.
Like, you know, like, I mean, come on now. Like, she looked at you, she's like, dad! And then waves, you're like, you little fucking bitch. No.
God damn.
Shut the fuck up. No.
Like, I didn't even come after work, see that?
It's been a long day.
But no, fucking, it is, like, I understand what she's trying to say, though. Like, she is trying to give off, like,
what age are you even supposed to put, like, oh, my bad. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, what age are you even supposed to put, like, kids in school? Like, 4?
Really just depends on the kid's development.
Yeah.
Like, truly depends on the kid's development. So, like, basically, you can put your kid in school right after they hit 1.
Because I remember,
That's actually, no, that's pre-K, so that's just before kindergarten. You can put them in at around 1, but going into kindergarten, I think you need to be 3 or 4. But you can definitely
start kindergarten getting... Dude, I was in kindergarten at like 5.
I was in kindergarten at 4.
No, I think I was 6 in first grade.
Yeah, no, I was like 5 in first grade. I was young. And then I got held back.
How you got held back?
I got held back in first grade.
I remember making fun of kids for that in like 3rd grade.
Yeah, I got held back. I was hella mad. I ain't even gonna lie about that. Technically, if I didn't get held back, I would have graduated a lot longer before you and Hunter. Honestly, technically, I probably wouldn't even have been friends with you guys if I didn't get held back.
Yeah.
Like, realistically. Like, I would not have hung out with the group. I would have been, like, stuck in a football.
So, what do you think about this Kim Kardashian, Pete Davidson thing?
I've been laughing my ass off, especially for the fact that Kanye is trying to slide back in. Like, it is fucking amazing to me. I'm not even going to lie to you.
I think it's awesome.
Like, oh my fucking God. Like, how in the hell did he land her?
Dude, I mean, dude, look at his record, bro.
His track record.
Kate Beckinsale?
It is.
From Underworld.
It is solid.
Kate Beckinsale, Ariana Grande. Like,
my boy went hard, though. I ain't even gonna lie about it, like Pete.
Like, dude, he just slid in real quick too. Like, real quick.
That boy has no control. He said, "Fuck it, I'm in there." The moment he found out that she was single, he was in there.
And he's
there.
On like he's on like already super like celeb status. Like, oh, yeah. He's up there, kind of almost with Kanye on celeb status. I think.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, like in what they've done his career. Oh no, no, nothing no, like not, that. Not, but yeah, I mean, like.
But celebrity-wise, being known...
I mean, Pete's up there, dude.
Yeah, Pete, like, is up there.
Like, he'd be chilling with hella, like, people, dude. Like,
hey, SNL did him wonders.
Well, I think he's the youngest dude to, like, ever be on there.
Yeah.
Youngest to be casted. I think he was casted at, like, 18 or some shit.
Damn, that's crazy. That motherfucker has had a colorful life.
Oh, yeah, no, dude, he's been killing it.
Fuck, though, but, like, goddamn, like, the whole thing is tripping me out, though, because, like, she hooked up with him.
Yeah.
Kanye has a whole ass girlfriend, but is still calling out Kim.
Yeah.
Trying to get back with Kim. Pete's over here just laughing about it and just chilling. I know. Not even giving
He's just
a
like
fuck.
A little kid. He's like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just done with it.
And I'm just like, bro, this whole thing is amazing. Like, if this was on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I would watch it.
Oh, dude, like, yeah.
This would let me tune in.
If they threw Pete in?
Oh, fuck.
Dude, yes. I'd be like, dude, I am watching
this. I am watching it every episode. Like, you would have a new fan. I'm not even bullshitting.
I don't think he'd go on there, though.
Oh, fuck.
Maybe. No. I don't know. It'd be sick. I feel like it'd be funny as fuck.
For all the bag, time. He might. I'm pretty sure they get paid hella for the
dude. He's on this. He's on this other thing on Netflix too. It's like the Jonas Brothers roast.
What is a Jonas Brothers roast?
Yeah, but it's on Netflix. It's not like Comedy Central didn't do it. It's on. It's like a Netflix thing.
I gotta see that.
I know. I feel like I should watch it.
Yeah, like I feel like I need to watch it.
But the open, like the opening little part, like scene is like Pete Davidson talking to him. And they're like, "What'd you say?" And he's like, "I don't know. I'm so high right now."
I ain't even gonna lie. If I ever go to a roast, I'm gonna be fucking blown to all high hell. I don't even care. I'll be high as shit. Just hope to God I'm not the one on stage trying to roast anybody because I'm gonna be too high to even say anything.
I feel it. Here, but, hold on. I think somebody's at the door.
Oh, shit.
All right. God damn it. We're gonna do this.
Keep getting stopped, guys. Sorry.
It's been a long go of this one.
Been a long day for this movie. Been dealing with some shit. So what you got for me now?
Kanye and Drake, dude.
Oh yeah, the Kanye and Drake shit right now.
I thought Kanye singing "I Better Find Your Lovin'" was hilarious.
Oh, it was. It was fucking phenomenal.
It was terrible, I thought.
It was. It was
fucking it was horrible.
It was terrible.
You should have had his auto-tune on that bitch.
But like, it's just the simple fact that it's Kanye and it was that bad. But it was Kanye.
But it was almost like he was singing it to Drake. Did you see Drake while and he was all, ooh, he was like, yeah.
Drake was, he was being that overly hype man that he was always like, trying to.
When he gets wild, though, he gets wild.
He does.
You remember when Toronto won? He's all, we did this. We got here. We are here now. And then he's all, I want my chips in the dip.
No. Bro was going wild. I'm not even going to lie. Like, I loved it. Dude.
Or remember when he was wilding out at the Astroworld?
Yeah, he was going crazy.
At the first one, he was all.
he was going too
crazy.
Then
he got memed out. World.
Dude, oh my fucking God. I'm not even going to lie, though. Like, so I guess during the shoots of the whole video and everything like that that's going down for the performance, apparently all of Drake's parts are cut out of the video.
You're fucking kidding me?
Yeah, nah, I'm not even joking at all. Apparently, according to people who are working on the video, whatever the fuck, they say all of Drake's shit performance or whatever the fuck is completely cut out.
That is so Kanye.
And I'm just like, bro, that's fucked up. Like, what the fuck? That's so Kanye though, dude.
Oh, that is so Kanye though, dude. To be like, nah, he can't touch me.
Like, that is so fucked up. And like, it's crazy to me because like, I thought y'all was trying to squash the beef. I thought everybody was trying to be cool.
No.
That nigga's taking that way too far. Like, he's trying to control everything. He's gone crazy. Like, it's too much right now. And, dude, it gets me wild. Damn, I can barely speak when it comes to this topic. I'm not even going to lie because, like, it's just fucking crazy to me because it's like, how long is this beef going to keep going? Like, what is Drake going to do next to one-up Kanye? Like, what's going to happen? Like,
yeah,
shit's about to get wild. And, oh, my fucking Lord. It's funny as fuck to me. I'm not going to lie. I'm enjoying this fucking whole beef right now. And it's just like, because it's not really a beef, though.
No, nah, it's a beef. But it is, yeah.
It's just like, what the fuck?
It's a weird one.
It really is. Because
it's kind of just like a prideful beef. It's not on no fight shit. It's just like, who going to keep dropping these bangers?
Exactly. Oh, man. And everybody has this, like, big topic that's going around, which, album was better, Donda or Certified Lover Boy.
Even listened to Donda.
I've listened to Donda, and Donda is great. Not gonna lie, Donda is amazing.
And I've only heard, like, you know, the "I'm Too Sexy" song.
Yeah,
because that's my shit.
And you really need to listen to the rest of this nigga's. Certified Lover Boy is good. I'm not gonna say that Certified Lover Boy is great, because to be fairly honest, Views is still, like, I feel like Views is way better than fucking Certified Lover Boy.
I still love the album with him and Future.
Oh,
What a Time to Be Alive.
Yeah, What a Time to Be Alive. That was a good ass album.
That's my favorite shit.
Fucking
every song on there is banging.
Diamonds on Me Dancing was a good ass song. I ain't even gonna lie.
Yeah.
That was a great ass song.
That whole fucking album.
Jersey, I still have that shit stuck in my head sometime.
That whole album, bro.
Fucking amazing. It really is. Man, Drake just don't miss, though. Like, I can't say, like, Drake ain't miss. Like, some songs ain't like Yeah, that's the shit, but it's still a good banger. Like, that's the crazy part. But fucking Donda's great.
Like, the thing about Drake, too, though, man, is, like, he fucks with everybody.
He does.
Like, every upcoming new guy, like, he'll do some shit with, man, and it's a banger.
Hell yeah.
Like, and it'll help blow them up, like.
But you gotta pay that nigga hella just to get him on a feature.
Probably.
Like, hella. Like, almost a mil to get him on a feature.
Yeah, I bet.
Like, you down to pay that?
I don't have it.
If we had it, you down to pay that?
If it was doable.
If it was doable.
Without just completely destroying us, yes.
I'd pay that shit in a heartbeat. Wouldn't give a fuck about it.
Y'all, hey, bro. It's bad.
No, no, no. It's bad.
He declined.
He declined.
But he kept the payment. No. Oh, no. I didn't read the clause.
I didn't read the clause. Like, he bamboozled us.
I've been bamboozled.
Man, that would be crazy, though, to have the money to be able to do some shit like that. Fucking get a song on with him or something like
dude,
that.
Dude, I feel like it'd be so ass.
I feel like it would be, too.
Like, I would be so ass, dude.
Nah, I got faith in you. I got faith in you.
I would just be looking at him in the studio like, man, I should leave.
I should leave. I don't even deserve to be here.
I shouldn't
right
even
now.
Be here, dude. Like,
this is greatness. Why am I here?
I'm wearing Vans right now.
No. I couldn't get no designer shit, like anything.
I bought these pants at Walmart. No.
Like, what am I doing here? Oh, man. Just imagine it. That would be fun.
It'd be cool as fuck.
It'd be great as fuck.
I like it. Just chill with them.
Yeah, just to chill. Just to kick it. Just to have a conversation would be fun. Now you're going to lie.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Like, just to let him know who I am. Like, so that way he has that thought in my head. Yeah, bro, I met a guy named Antoine at some point in time.
He ain't going
to
give a shit about who the fuck you are.
You never know.
You never know. No, I don't see it.
Have a meaningful conversation. Might stick with him for years. You never know.
I don't see it.
Never know.
What do you have to tell Drake?
I don't have shit to tell Drake.
Exactly.
That's the point.
Exactly.
I ain't got shit to tell Drake.
We have everything to ask him, and he don't have to tell us shit.
I will talk out of my ass the whole time. I guarantee you it would be some smart, righteous shit. I can tell you that.
What's like the biggest actor you want to meet?
Biggest actor that I would want to meet?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm like really thinking about biggest actor that I want to meet. Damn. Probably Idris Elba.
Will Smith.
Nah, I don't really want
to
give a
fuck. Nah, man. Will. Somebody needs to check on that, man.
Somebody do need to check on Will.
What the fuck is going on with that man, bro? Dude, he is having a hell of a few years.
Bro, oh my lord. Everybody is on his ass right now. All because of Jada. Like, dude, Jada keep on dropping shit about her love interest and everything like that. And everybody's just like, bro, you've been doing all this while you was with Will. And then what was Will doing? And then he says his little stories, but it's nothing too big. It's nothing grand.
No, he's like, I can't see or smell pussy or I almost throw up.
Yeah, that. I was just like, bro, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, it can't.
Like, he was on a sexcapade.
Apparently, it happened because after he broke up or after his, like, high school sweetheart fucking cheated on him and shit. He went on like a big old sexcapade and he slept with so many bitches. So now he can't fucking. Now he can't coom without throwing up.
He can't come without throwing up now. That's. What the fuck happened to you, Will? Like, what happened to the Fresh Prince?
I don't know, dude. He's not so fresh.
What happened to the Fresh Prince?
It's not so fresh.
Where's the prince at? God damn it, Will.
Alright.
God damn it. I'm sorry, though.
I think this one's run its course.
It has run its course. We have been dealing with a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah, we got to tap her out. I'm about ready to munch.
Yeah, so am I.
What are you doing for dinner tonight? Oh, no, tamales.
Tamales is probably going to be the theme of dinner tonight.
What are you eating with? You don't be dip. I know you put some sauce on there.
No.
Nothing?
Sour cream. That's about it. That's really it. Sour cream and lemon juice. That's like really it.
Oh,
and then fucking, I think she's either making the lime rice or fucking the. Probably fuck. I can't even remember what the fuck she's probably gonna make with it, but dinner's gonna be fine. Dinner's always great.
I think I'm hitting Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm gonna wings it up.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
I love it.
I can't do it.
Why?
I just can't do chicken like that.
What do you mean?
I can't. I've grown up in a house where I constantly eat chicken. I can't eat chicken like that these days. Like, I gotta have breaks between eating chicken.
Oh,
I cannot constantly do that. Shit will get irritating and annoy the fuck out of me after a while.
All right, man. We're out of here.
Yep. We, later. We go.